following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Devo. And you know, I was reading through the New Testament, and I was reading through maybe one of the least read books in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews. And I really like the book of Hebrews. The author, some people think it was Paul, somebody else, but it was somebody that had a great grasp of the Old Testament law and traditions and the new covenant of grace and life and salvation in Jesus, and Jesus being the fulfillment of the law. But there's a lot of lists in Hebrews. And what I mean by that is 13 times the writer uses the word better. And he uses it to elevate Jesus. He never ceased to denigrate the Jewish law or traditions or sacrifices, but only to elevate Jesus Christ. Angels are good. Jesus is better. The law is good. Jesus is better. The priesthood, the Levitical priesthood was good. Our great high priest, Jesus Christ, is better. 13 times he uses the words lettuce, like a salad, I guess, but you know, not like lettuce like you put on your hamburger, but these are encouragements, like your mom encouraging you to eat good foods. Like, let us run the race with patience. Let us have grace to serve the Lord. Let us come boldly before his throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. Yeah. 8 times he uses the word endure or endurance. We're supposed to run the race with endurance. Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, the joy of restoring us into fellowship with God. 5 times there are warnings in the book of Hebrews, warnings of disparaging his word, warnings of defying his word, warnings of neglecting his word. So I want you to read the book of Hebrews. I want you to read it with that in light. What are the betters? What are the encouragements? What are we to endure? And what are the warnings that God puts forth? And I wanted to leave you with this one better. Beloved, we are persuaded of better things of you and things that accompany salvation. That's Hebrews 6:9. We're encouraged. We are convinced of better things of you. God wants better for you. And you know, it's all right there for you in the book of Hebrews. So this has been Dwight with another Refuge Devo. Read the book of Hebrews, look at it, look for the 13 betters, look for the 13 let us encouragements, look for how we're supposed to endure, and watch out for the warnings, because those are encouragements too. We got to watch out. There's our adversary, the devil, roams around like a lion seeking whom he can devour. So we take heed of the warnings and we are encouraged in the betters. God's going to do a mighty work in all y'all. So read the book of Hebrews, all right? All right. Hey, this has been Dwight with another Refuge Devo. Be well and be blessed in Jesus' name.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life